Have you ever heard of the Economic Policy Institute? As their name indicates, they do research on economic policy. Their goal is to, quote, include the needs of low and middle-income workers in economic policy discussions. In other words, they don't write for the 1%. They recently sent out a newsletter with the shocking conclusion. In no state are teachers paid more than other college graduates. Now, we like to make a big deal about how important it is that children get an excellent education to prepare themselves for a world where technology is changing everything very quickly and people have to be able to adapt to new challenges. As a former college professor, I know how important it is that children acquire basic competencies in reading critically, writing well, and being able to think for themselves. I told my students that the most important thing one can achieve as a truly educated person is to be able to teach oneself once formal education ends. None of my students could have succeeded in this without a strong foundation in K-12 education, and that requires not merely competent, but outstanding teachers. We talk a good game about how important teachers are, but according to the Institute, even high-income states such as New York or Massachusetts pay teachers less than people with comparable education levels. For the United States, the average teacher's weekly pay is 77% of the nation's average. In the states that have recently seen teacher strikes, the pay gap is much worse. Arizona and Colorado are at the bottom of the list. Their ratios are 63 and 65%. No wonder teachers are striking. State governments appear to be attempting to meet these legitimate teacher demands, but it's really a sleight of hand. The legislature grants a pay increase and then cuts the budget elsewhere, say in Medicaid spending. The Arizona teachers have made it clear that even the proposed 20% raise and $1 billion more for the education budget is unacceptable without new revenue. Yes, you gotta raise taxes. The right wing, including too many economists, has spent the last 40 years demonizing taxes and spending at all levels of government. They argue that when government takes your money and spends it on government programs, it harms us, the taxpayers. One should control one's own money, they say, and government involvement should be minimal. Now, I do believe that the federal government wastes a lot of money, particularly in the defense budget. And I am sure that there are states and localities that waste money as well. However, for the most part, state and local governments provide extremely important services to their citizens, one of the most important of which is K-12 education. The right-wing demonization of taxation and spending has led to the denigration of public sector employees, especially teachers and those employees who are not first responders. The result has been a deterioration of teacher pay and funding for K-12 education. Beginning in West Virginia in February and spreading to Kentucky, Oklahoma, and now Arizona and Colorado, teachers have finally said enough. Teachers perform one of the most important jobs in the country, preparing the next generation for their roles as citizens and productive workers. The question before us is, will we recognize that the only way to truly fund K-12 education and pay teachers what they deserve is to raise taxes? Yes, I said it again. We have to raise taxes and reverse the anti-tax mania that has swept the country over the last 40 years. Tax cutting and budgetary austerity have seriously harmed our country. Bravo to teachers who are fighting back. They are fighting for all of us.